Proverbs chapter 22, verse 29 says, "Do you see a man skillful in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before obscure men." Fellow Marketplace Christians, stop apologizing and start winning. Welcome to the Success Edge, the show that helps you take your walk as a Marketplace Christian to the next level. Here's your host, Christian entrepreneur Tyler McCart.
What's going on, Kingdom Success listeners? Tyler McCart coming at you. Episode 377, man. This is going to be a good one here, guys. I'm excited to be able to share this one with you. And I actually tried to record it one time already and kind of got tripped up on one or two things. And I'm like, let's just do it over. So I'm fired up. All right. It's gotten me excited to be able to talk right now to you. So I do want to let you know, hey, first off, welcome out. If this is your first time actually listening to the Kingdom Success podcast, we're here to help you maximize your kingdom potential, help you maximize everything that God has put inside of you and do it kingdom way, kingdom way. That's how we want to operate. That's how we want to be. Now, I say all that to say that I want to take a scripture and kind of dovetail and jump off where the scripture's at, all right? So let's go to the scripture, all right? And I'm going to pull over right now because I'm driving. Pull over here into this parking lot, and we're going to read the scripture. Actually, I can quote it, but then I want to read the Amplified Classic. It said, "Therefore, be imitators of God as well-beloved children." Okay? Be imitators of God as well-beloved children. Now, let me read this in the Amplified Classic because I'm pulled over. It says, "Therefore, be imitators of God, copy Him, and follow His example as well-beloved children imitate their father." All right. The title of this podcast or this episode right here is Call Me Fanatical. And I'm pretty fired up just to say, I remember when Tyler Jr. was young, and it was really the first time I had heard him pray out loud in front of a group of people. Okay. Not just like within our own little family, or like a little family gathering, but I'm talking about people that were outside of our family. And I remember Tyler praying, and how he prayed was very bold. And I said, wow, it kind of sounds like his mom was praying right there. And it really did inspire me, because here he was praying like how my wife and even how, you know, how I pray, but how Amy prays. And, you know, quite honestly, I was pretty inspired. And he was imitating, and because he had seen us, Amy and I, pray that way. So he had said, you know what? I'm going to pray that way. And, you know, I've had people, because I decided to follow after the Lord, decided to follow up the Lord, call me fanatical. Call me fanatical. Now, here's the deal. Okay? I at first, whenever it happened, I took it as a compliment. I took it as a compliment that somebody thought highly enough of me to call me fanatical. You know, I took it as a compliment. I was like, man, this is awesome. Praise the Lord. I remember, you know, when the Holy Spirit had encouraged me to not play football. This is right around after my junior season, and focus on track and field. Didn't totally understand that at that moment, but you know what? Some people called me fanatical, you know, that I would jump ship on what I'd been doing for the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 years, Actually, longer than that, maybe 7 or 8. And decide, you know, hey, you know what? I'm going to bail on what I've been doing for all these years and not play football my senior year. It was a big deal. And I got called fanatical. That, you know, you're kind of going way outside of what the norm is, of what, you know, everybody expects, everybody wants you to do. And are you sure you're really hearing from the Lord? I remember getting questioned by a couple because I had made a decision to break off a relationship with someone and not be friends with that person anymore. And this other couple challenged me on this. And here I was, 17, 18 years old, and they questioned me. You know, praise God, I'm glad that God had a hold of me, because you know what? That was the right decision. It was the right thing. It was a fanatical decision. Didn't make sense. But you know what? God knew what he was doing, and God was leading me where I needed to be led to. And then when I got into college and so forth, everything really got flipped on its head. Because then I met a group of ladies called the Honey Bunch that radically changed my world. That radically flipped my lid. Now, if you've ever heard any of my podcasts before, my episodes before, you know, you got to go back a little bit, but I've talked about the Honey Bunch and what they did in my life. These ladies were the first ladies that I had ever met or I had ever encountered, and they made me really uncomfortable, where that, quite honestly, they were doing things, you know, and declaring things, and, you know, they were imitating God. They were like, and the best way I have described them in the past is they were like little Jesuses walking around doing miracles and different things everywhere they went. I mean, I remember one time they told me a story about how a lady had been hospitalized and nobody could get to her at all. So the Honey Bunch said, you know what? Paul did it. We can do it. They prayed over I don't know if it was a blanket or a, you know, handkerchief. I have no idea what I just know it was a napkin. I know it was some kind of piece of clothing. They prayed over that, told the person they could only go in the room, go and lay this on top of that person, okay, and believe that they're going to be healed. Wouldn't you know that lady, the lady that was in intensive care, got up and was healed miraculously, okay? I mean, they would sit there and speak to a hurricane. Watch this. They lived in Myrtle Beach. They would speak to a hurricane and say that it could not do any damage to their property, their house. Not even a limb could fall on their property. And what do you know? A limb did not fall on their property. You know, I say, Tyler, that's wild. Hey, call them fanatical. I was calling them fanatical, and I said, man, I have got to step my game up. And I needed to understand what they had, you know, tapped into from the Holy Spirit that I didn't know about. And praise God, I went to their house one night and got my eyes open, and it was almost like I got saved all over again. That I was just, it was amazing. It really was. And, you know, Amy and I both got pretty, even more fanatical about our relationship with the Lord. Got more fanatical about who we believed. Became more of an imitator. Yeah, that's where I want to go. More of an imitator of our Heavenly Father. You know, it says in Matthew chapter 11 that you are, Jesus says that you're to have faith in God. Well, some other translations say have the God kind of faith. That's what it says. And then it even says in, I think it's Romans chapter 5, it says in there, it says that you are to call things that be not as though they are, and call those things that be not as though they are, and call those things that be not as though if they were. Anyway, go and read in Romans chapter 5. But guess what? That's what the Lord does. He does that. He calls those things that be not as if they are. Okay? I mean, what did God do? It's in the beginning. What did God say? God said, light be. There was no light. There was no light. And he said, light be. And God spoke those things, and boom, here goes, bam. Call God fanatical. You know, people sit there and have criticized me for name and claim it, blab it and grab it. You know what? I don't care. My way, I've seen too many things, too many countless times in my life where it has worked more than anything, and you can't persuade me otherwise. You can't. There's no way. You can keep living your life or how you want to live, but I would encourage you to try God's way. Be an imitator of God. Okay? I mean, it says copy him. What is that? I'm just reading the Bible, man. I'm just quoting you what the Bible says. Copy him. He's totally all about it. It says, you know, I mean, I remember a friend of mine, you know, came to me and had a medical situation that they had been believed that they were looking for something supernatural to happen. And I passed along a book to that person for them to read. Okay. It was called Supernatural Childbirth. And that Supernatural Childbirth really kind of built up their spirit man, and it really helped them to apply their faith. Well, as they applied their faith, a little situation arose, and they had a little bit of weirdness. But they called me and said, "Hey, we've got this situation that just happened, and my faith is a little, you know, shaken right now. What do we do?" I said, "All right, hey, look. We've already read. We know what the Bible says. We know what it says. God's not a liar. God's not a man that he should lie. So what he's already said is done. We just have to believe that, very simply, and all is well." And wouldn't you know, that couple has now a baby boy, even though there was complications. They could have went really south if they had freaked out like what the world would have done. But you know what? You can call them fanatical. But they got a baby boy. Guys, I'm telling you, you have got to be fanatical. I mean, there was multiple times that, you know, my wife would call me up. I mean, this was in the early part of my marriage. I just remember this just like it was yesterday. My wife would call me up and she would say, "Hey, sweetheart." And I'd say, she'd say, "How you doing?" And I'd say, "I'm blessed and highly favored, empowered to prosper. I walk in divine health. The spirit of breakthrough is upon me." I would say those things. Or I'd say, "Hey, I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm the head and not the tail. I am debt free, and we have supernatural breakthrough happening for us." I would say something like that to her. And even today, I say that, you know, that I'm blessed and highly favored, and I'm empowered to prosper. I walk in divine health, and the spirit of breakthrough is upon me. I say those things. Call me fanatical. I'm fine with it. I'll live a fanatical life. I'll live in the blessing bubble, as it says in Psalms chapter 25, the Living Translation. I live in the blessing bubble. You don't have to live in the blessing bubble, but I will. My family will. I'm going to teach my kids how to live in the blessing bubble, and I want to encourage you to get fanatical. Be fanatical with your words. Be fanatical with what God says in His Word. God said it, then it's done. Okay? No need to sit there and try to, the only time the well kind of comes in is something that on our side, some breakdown that we don't. Now, we might not understand it, what another person might have went through or what another person might have chose to do. Okay? I had this conversation with my children last night because they asked, the whole entire thing about my dad and my mom. And I said, guys, whenever you have another person that is wanting something and you believe with them, okay, we can only control what we can control individually. Can't control what they control. What they say, what they think, how they believe from that point on. We just can't. And it's just the way it is. Okay? So, call me fanatical. Because I'm blessed. I'm highly favored. I'm empowered to prosper. I walk in divine health. The spirit of breakthrough is upon me, guys. And gang, I wanted you to be an imitator. Be an imitator. Copy him. Use his examples. If he says for you to speak to a mountain, as it says in Mark chapter 11, he says, speak to the mountain. Not pray about the mountain. He says, you speak to the mountain. Tell it be removed, cast into the sea. You do that. Most people are not willing to be bold enough to do that. But you know what? If you want to be fanatical, just like how Jesus was fanatical, do it. Walk in forgiveness. Walk in love. That's fanatical. When somebody's wronged you and you do not retaliate, that's walking in love. I'm telling you guys, powerful stuff. It can do a lot of things for you. Okay? A lot of things. A lot of things. So, kingdom success. Know that you're blessed, you're highly favored, you're empowered to prosper, you walk in divine health. The spirit of breakthrough is upon you guys, and gang, we'll catch you on the other side. Yeah.